If you struggle with anxiety, you're not alone. According to the National Center for Health, 27% of Americans suffer from some form of anxiety disorder. That's three times as many people as just 4 years ago. The question is, what can you do when you feel anxious? Google the word anxiety, and you'll get links for every remedy you can imagine, from pills and patches to electronic devices you hang around your neck. You can even find stress balls and coloring books that promise to calm you down. But what really works? Let me help you cut through the clutter with three time-tested ideas for easing your anxiety. First, acknowledge your fears. Pretending not to feel anxious will only make it worse. Your angst will increase, not decrease. Talk as openly as you can. It'll diffuse your fear by bringing it out of the darkness and into the light. Second, find hope in God. Sooner or later, we all face challenges beyond our control. But even in the midst of uncertainty, we can have peace if our lives are anchored in something greater than ourselves and our struggles. Finally, seek professional help if your anxiety is severe. It likely has deep roots. Encouragement from friends and family members may not be enough to comfort you. Professional guidance can offer you a clear path for the journey ahead. If you struggle with anxiety, find a counselor in your area or speak with one of ours at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Jim Daly. Hey everyone, on Monday, listen to the latest release of my podcast, Refocus with Jim Daly. Dr. John Lennox talks about how we need to show both love and truth to others.
Love and truth, they find difficult to put together because love without truth becomes sloppy sentiment and truth without love becomes hard and can be vicious.
Dr. Lennox will help you overcome barriers when sharing your faith on the next Refocus with Jim Daly.